Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
Ag is really welcoming. That's one thing that is huge that I've noticed through FFA 4-H, and that if you ask for help, chances are they're going to help you. People want you to be involved. People want to bring in knowledge.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. I'm Kayla Chittister, producer of the podcast, and I am with Annie Romine, Youth Engagement Coordinator for Indiana Farm Bureau, and this week's host of the podcast. Annie, thank you, first of all, for hosting.
We're at
the Indiana State Fair, so first of all, there are pigs in the background, and it's a little bit warm, but also, what a fantastic conversation you just had with Cora Rodeball.
She's amazing, and Cora is extra special. Don't get me wrong. Cora is also representing thousands and thousands of youth who are doing very similar things. So I'm so thankful that Cora was willing to come on and share her story. But for those people who may think, the future, we're so uncertain, there are some amazing young leaders coming up through these agricultural programs of 4-H and FFA.
You know, we hear about it every year at the Indiana State Fair with 4-H'ers, specifically the ones that are about to wrap up their career. Mm. There's this leadership, this competitive spirit, and just this love for agriculture, and Cora embodies mm-hmm. that. And I just really love to get your perspective on this high level takeaway, what you hope maybe the one thing people take away from the conversation that you have today.
I think Cora said it well. It's the accumulative. I mean, this is her 10th and final year. So there's so much reflection, I think. She talked about how this wasn't just her journey. It was her Rodeball family journey, 75 years worth. And I think that that's true for all 4-H'ers, is that it is all the little moments that accumulate into the whole 4-H experience. And thankfully, these kids get 10 years, right, to have opportunities to come up here and share what they've learned through this process. But we are forming and shaping young leaders through Indiana 4-H.
Yeah, it's not just about what they've done over the last 10 years, but who it enables them to be in the future, right?
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. But thank you so much for hosting, Annie. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was great.
Yeah, absolutely. Please enjoy this week's episode with Cora Rodeball, 10-year 4-H'er from Tipton County on Ag Bioscience.
Cora, we are at the Indiana State Fair for what is your 10th and final year in 4-H. Can you share with us just a little bit about yourself?
Yes, so I'm a 10-year 4-H member from Tipton County. I've been showing pigs for a long, long time. I think I started at the North American, showing just pigs off the Rodeball Pig Farm. And some of my favorite memories growing up have been going to the Rodeball pig sales mm-hmm. and learning how to show the pigs, how to prepare all those. And so it was a big live farm sale. So that's really where my love for pigs started. And then 4-H has allowed me to keep that love and keep the love for the pigs in my family. And from there, I've also gotten involved in sports through school. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what's led me to here is all the leadership mm-hmm. opportunities that I've had. And my passion for pigs has really just been big for me.
Cora, let's dive a little deeper into getting to know you, maybe your history, your family, and what has led you to who you are today.
I'm a Rodeball. So that means that I have pigs. I don't know, most of the Rodeballs were a large family. They have show pigs. And it started with my great grandpa Jack. He started, I think, with Bob Parkinson, a pig business that had like Durox and Hamps. And so this year is actually going to be the 75th year
wow.
that Rodeballs are going to be exhibiting. So I'll probably show one of those pigs in the open show. Okay. And so I think it was that, and there was always a big farm sale. Mm-hmm. that I grew up going to. I think we had probably 300 pigs. And although we didn't raise them, it was my great uncles. Mm-hmm. So I would be little Cora with a bright pink whip going, like hitting the pigs in a circle and like whatever in the show ring out in front of the bleachers with many people and yeah. with my great grandpa Jack sitting at the end. So that was a really special memory for me that kind of sparked why I loved pigs. And all the Rodeballs always pitched in on that big sale, and we still do. Because mm-hmm. there's obviously a lot of work for a bunch of baby pigs, like trying to get them ready for sale day. From there, I started showing at Nail.
Okay.
So like in Louisville, mm-hmm. My first pig, his name was Hairbo. He wasn't very good, but he was a black crossbred. I don't really remember much from Nail, okay. I'll be honest. But after that, I got involved with 4-H.
Okay.
And so my first year of 4-H, I had a couple of gilts, crossbred gilts, mm-hmm. from my uncle, also a road ball. Mm-hmm. And I came down here I think we were still in the old pig barn for my first year of 4-H, and I showed Tulip. And so from there, Tulip is always, everyone always asks, do you have a special pig? That's always my special pig. So I've enjoyed showing, just because of all the people, my family, and just those special memories at the start. And I was able to get involved in our 4-H Livestock Club. And so that kind of kicked off my leadership that I enjoyed. And that brought me to, I had some friends in that who've played volleyball.
Okay.
And so I was able to make friends with that. And so I started playing volleyball and basketball. And FFA also became a big thing for me, student council. So I am just who I am today because of, like, really my family. Mm-hmm. It's in my blood. It's a passion for me. So I've just loved all of that because of my family.
Awesome. Well, I think I know the answer to this, but my next question was, what projects are you showing this year here at the State Fair? And are there any big hopes that you have for your last and final year in 4-H?
So obviously, we always hear making it to the dirt. That's a huge thing for many of the 4-H'ers here. Making it to the dirt, the coveted dirt, everyone talks about it. And that's if you have a champion in a breed or a reserve. Unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to make it this year because now we have to have the pigs be very hairy, and mine decided to lose all of her hair. So that kind of answers the question. I'm taking just my gilts. We have two gilts. I have a Duroc gilt and a Cross gilt.
How do you decide? Because 4-H truly offers something for everyone. So how do you decide what projects you're going to take from year to year?
Yeah, so again, I love pigs. It's always been pigs for me. I used to be involved in 4-H in other ways, like fashion review and sewing and everything like that. But it starts in January for pigs. Some people it may start earlier, but we can show Decembers as like gilts and like crossbred gilts. We start looking, we go all around the Midwest looking for those pigs to be able to place into our barns. And from there, you have to take care of them. You have to purchase the pig and then you have to take care of them. And it's just time, just lots of time and choosing the best ones. Like we have 12 pigs in our barn, but we can only bring five of them, two pigs per 4-H'er. So these pigs that are here are truly special ones out of every single barn.
So Corey, can you share with me like what the workload looks like? You mentioned you picked these pigs out in January.
Yes.
What does it look like now that we're in August? How have you spent your last few months?
Last few months, I have been walking my pigs every day. They get walked twice a day for about 15 minutes. And so that always takes a little bit. But then we also have to tan our pigs. And then there's always the nightly feedings. And so that takes a while. And I'm very thankful for my siblings because they help me out whenever, since I'm working now as a 10-year, since I'm about to go off to Purdue in another school. So that workload's heavy. You'll hear lots of kids that this is their summer job. And so whenever I interview for another job or anything, I get to talk about that this is my job. So the workload is heavy, 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 heavy.
So I'm sure in that workload, there is some blood, sweat, tears.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
Do you mind sharing just a little bit about what then brings you the joy and the smile that I see on your face today?
The people. The people have always been so special because there are those bad moments. You walk out to the barn and there's a pig limping. There's a pig that decided to shuck her hair. Or there's a pig that's sick. So it's the moments here. And it's not always the banner because there's not many banners to be had for the number of pigs that are here. And so you have to find joy in the little things and the sitting waiting to get our pins and everything like that with my siblings, with my family. And it's also been great recently. I've been able to meet different people also going to Purdue. Mm-hmm. So although the workload is heavy, there's always a lot of happy moments. And it's also the work ethic. You always hear about the work ethic of livestock kids. And from what I can see, it's so true. I look at my peers and I'm like, maybe you should come along with me to the barn. Like, that'd be a great thing. But yes, the work ethic has taught me a lot. The workload, yes, it is a lot, but it's definitely worth it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing, Cora. We're going to take a little commercial break. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help. With health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of healthcare has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
Cora, leadership seems to run through your veins. Student body president, Tipton FFA president, National Honor Society vice president, the list seems to go on and on. As a young leader who has spent her life ingrained in agriculture, what message would you share with young people today about the impact on you and how it has helped prepare you for your future?
I think that there's really two things that I would tell them. I'd first tell them that ag is much bigger than you think it is. My ag teacher always asks, do you like to eat? The question is always, well, yes. And then she follows it up with, then you like agriculture. And so then that's one thing I'd tell them, that ag's much bigger than you really think it is. Mm-hmm. That also to take every opportunity in agriculture that you have, because if I didn't take every opportunity, I probably wouldn't find exactly what I want to do in my future. Mm-hmm.
The broader ag bioscience industry continues to see young people come in from a wide variety of backgrounds. We're seeing artificial intelligence and biology and environmental sciences and other paths that we maybe don't naturally connect to agriculture. You don't have that story, but what would you tell other people who maybe don't feel like they have their roots in agriculture for hope for them maybe to get involved in the ag bioscience realm?
Yeah, ag is really welcoming. That's one thing that is huge that I've noticed through FFA 4-H, and that if you ask for help, chances are they're going to help you. People want you to be involved. People want to bring in knowledge, because I don't know everything. You probably don't know everything either. So it's just bringing in, ag is so wide, and that it's not just row crop farming. It's not just that. Like, there's statistics, there's like biology. There's so many things that go in to getting things from farm to plate that people don't really realize. And again, the AI, that's becoming huge. And so I think people, they need to know that, and that it's a welcoming place for anyone who wants to see.
Well, Cora, it sounds like you've had an amazing journey throughout your 10 years of 4-H. Share with us what's next for you and what your future plans are.
Yeah, so I just graduated from high school. Since I'm a 10-year 4-H member, I'll be attending Purdue University. I'll be studying at Purdue's pharmacy school. Okay. So I'm super excited for that. I actually started loving pharmacy because of my livestock project. I was super interested in, why do we give, if they have mange, mange is a problem, it's like a parasite. Why do we give them an intramuscular shot of ivermectin? And so that led me to Purdue's, one of their online pharmacy courses. I took it, I loved it. I was super interested in all the different types of pharmacy. Like, there's hospital pharmacy, clinical, well, that's hospital, but like just many different types, nuclear pharmacy. And I was just amazed at that. And I was just, because I was interested in like my animals. And so it's super cool that I have that behind me, and learning about, there's many different medications that cross over from humans to animals. So much passed after my 6 years of pharmacy school. It's 2 years of pre-pharmacy and then 4 years of professional. I want to be a hospital pharmacist. And so that's where, if they want to give you like Tylenol, a doctor wants to give you Tylenol, a pharmacist actually verifies that and says, yes, that is the right dosage. That is, it's not going to interact with any of your other medications. So I want to be that person. So it takes a lot of knowledge to be able to do that. But I feel prepared because of my work ethic that I've learned from livestock. And also after that, I have a sweet spot for barns because I am a rotovol. So I'll probably have a show pig barn for maybe my kids to raise them in 4-H like I was. I've made so many memories in these barns, like throwing spiders up in the rafters and scaring people. So I'm sorry if I've ever scared you with a spider. And just many things like that, sitting in lines, waiting with all my friends and making memories in the show ring. So I want my kids and everything, because it's a great industry. I'm very proud to be a part of it.
I love your story, Cora. Thank you so much for sharing. And it sounds like definitely 4-H played a role in getting you to where you are today and where you will end up. So thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for watching Ag Bioscience.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography and design by Kaylee Verstay. Video by Darren Cooper and 1898 Creative. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, listen, and review. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience online at agrinovisindiana.com.